Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, June 20th, 2016, getting through the month of June. Tomorrow's the solstice. And we have got lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. I don't think we're going to get through the entire list of talking points. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, the big story coming out of the weekend involves a gentleman out in Los Angeles, specifically Santa Monica. And his name is James Howell. And apparently he is saying he was part of a coordinated, organized plan to attack homosexual events in Los Angeles and Orlando. Supposedly claims he knew Omar Mateen was all part of the same team. And when Mateen got killed in Orlando, this guy panicked because he realized he was the patsy who was going to be set up and killed to leave a convincing body for this whole situation. So James Howell turned himself into the Santa Monica police. Now, they're holding him in an unrelated charge, but they found explosives and guns in his car, and he's asked for police protection because of what's going on. At that point, the FBI swooped into the story, or rather into the investigation, took it over. The original police report was edited to remove Howell's comments about additional plotters. And they're out there trying to sell this as, you know, we can prove the government thwarted this horrible terror attack. But this guy is saying he was recruited and he was assured by his recruiters that if he took part in this, that he would get away scot clean. And then when Omar Mateen was killed, he realized, no, somebody has to be the patsy. And he figured that was going to be him. And this story is going viral all over the independent media. And of course, the corporate media isn't even going to touch it. The corporate media is filled with the stories about, oh, this guy's, he's dangerous and he's this and he's that. And he was going to, they're basically pushing the official story that this guy was planning to do the attack. And they don't mention the fact that he turned himself into the police. It's always described as an arrest. How fortuitous for us. Now, the FBI released a partial transcript of Omar Mateen, or a reasonable facsimile thereof, his calls with 9/11. And it was a partial transcript, and they're just out there saying, you know, honest, the transcripts are accurate, they're verbatim. I don't think so, because we already heard from the Department of Justice they were going to censor all references to Islamic terrorism from the Orlando 911 call transcripts. And the reason they had to do that is because Mateen, or whoever was pretending to be him for that call, claimed allegiance to terrorist groups that are actually enemies. It's like somebody walking around saying they're both a Republican and a Democrat. It just doesn't make sense. So the Obama administration, according to a report from Investment Watch blog, the Obama administration deleted all ISIS references from the Orlando 911 calls. The Department of Justice admits they replaced references to Allah with God. They're basically saying what is being fed out to the media is altered, edited to make it fit a predetermined outcome. Now, as of the last word, responding to this public criticism, the FBI is saying they're going to release unredacted transcripts. But they still will not release the actual audio of the phone calls. And I think the reason is anybody who knew Omar Mateen is going to listen to those calls and say, that's not him. That's not him. Because remember, the official story was Mateen was in that club shooting at people, also texting, also making phone calls, also out on social media, texting with his wife. And nobody thought to get up and club him while he's fiddling with his smartphone. Now, remember, last week, on Thursday, CIA Director John Brenner told a Senate Intelligence Committee that the CIA could not find any actual links between Mateen and terrorist groups. But the corporate media is out there still pushing terror, 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 terror. And in order to ramp up the booga-booga factor, There's now a new ISIS video out there saying they're going to have a Times Square bombing, and it's very well produced. And as it turns out, took a little digging to confirm, yes, this latest video comes from Site Intelligence Group, Rita Katz, which means it is manufactured propaganda. Remember, there are official U.S. government documents confirming the Obama administration and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, giving them weapons to use against Assad. And this Orlando situation, it had to be a rush job. They have made so many mistakes, far more mistakes than they did in Boston, far more mistakes than they did in Sandy Hook, far more mistakes than they did in San Bernardino. Now, the doctor who is listed on the psych evaluation form on Omar Mateen by his employer G4S, which is a shady organization to begin with, is out there saying she never saw him and she wasn't even in the state of Florida when this evaluation was dated and filed. She never saw him. It's a complete hoax. And there are more things turning up. One of the named victims in the Pulse nightclub shooting was Antonio Devon Brown. But he appears to be the same Antonio Devon Brown who was actually shot and killed back in 2013 in West Virginia. And in that situation, he was the mass shooter. So, we've been talking about all these crisis actors in there and the alarming number of professional working actors who are being used as witnesses and patients. Now they've found another one they've identified as Andy Moss, who's an actor from London. He's got 98,000 followers on Twitter, and he's been identified in all this presentation. Now, there's another story that's coming out of Raw Story, basically saying that prior to Orlando, the FBI, using undercover informants, tried to lure Omar Mateen into a terror plot. And he didn't bite, didn't go along with it, told the informants to go do something physiologically impossible with their terror plan. He may have realized they were informants and setting him up, or he just may have said, this is not something I'm comfortable doing. Now, as you know, there was that gun store that called the FBI and the police and said, this weird guy came in talking about body armor, large amounts of ammunition. We just got this weird feeling from him. We think you ought to look for him. And, of course, nothing was done. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is out there defending the FBI's inaction on this tip, saying we had no identifying information. Really? Don't gun stores have security cameras? Doesn't the FBI have a facial recognition system? They had been in communication and investigating Omar Mateen. All they got to do is walk back into that gun store with a picture and say, is this the guy? And they didn't. And here's where it gets even more weird. City officials in Orlando are refusing to turn over the fire code inspection records for the Pulse nightclub. That's actually illegal to do because fire code inspection records are public documents. There is no reason to withhold them. Now, I've gotten a couple of emails from people who know about buildings. One's a construction superintendent. The other one's an inspector. And they're saying, based on parking and square footage, the Pulse would have had a maximum occupancy of only 150. The other guy writing in said it was more like 120. You know, when you go into a public place and there's a little sign on the wall, maximum occupancy of this venue is whatever the number happens to be. And if you go over that number, there are serious, serious legal repercussions. So this puts immediately the lie to this claim that there were 300 patrons inside the Pulse nightclub when the shooting began. And it gets even weirder than that. Story coming out of Superstation 95. The staffers at the Orlando Hospital are being coerced to sign non-disclosure agreements about all aspects of the Pulse nightclub shooting. One has to wonder why. Now, the HIPAA law already protects patient privacy. The staff is already forbidden to discuss patient injuries or treatment. What else is going on that they feel that they need to get these people to sign non-disclosure agreements to keep secret? Well, it may be in response to the Huffington Post Bloggers Club, which has just offered a $25,000 reward for hard evidence that the Pulse nightclub shooting was staged. There's a lot of evidence out there already. A lot of people are going to be claiming that money. And obviously, the powers that be have to be very, very worried that there might be somebody willing to tell secrets for that $25,000. That's a lot of money. That'd be enough money for Claire and I to move back to the mainland before we have a mushroom cloud out this window. Now, the corporate media is still out there pounding gun control, gun control, gun control. We need more gun laws. Even though all of these gun laws being proposed would not have stopped what happened in Orlando. Omar Mateen was not on a no-fly list. He was not on a terror watch list. He had a state of Florida firearm license. We're told the FBI investigated him and found absolutely nothing. Maybe that's when they tried to recruit him as an informant. According to James Howell, yes, Mateen was part of an organized group that was carrying these things out. And of course, as is always the case, when the gun grabbers go on the war path, firearm sales go through the roof. Hunter's Warehouse, which is an online gun shop, Hunter's Warehouse, which is an online gun store, reports selling 30,000 AR-15s in the week following the Pulse nightclub shooting. Hashtag WeShootBack is one of the hottest trending topics on Twitter. Because Orlando showed us once again, the police don't get there in time to do anything. Even Donald Trump is out there saying, wouldn't it have been great if some of those Pulse customers had been carrying concealed and just stopped what was happening dead in its tracks? If they had taken down that gun-free zone sign and instead put up a sign saying some of our patrons are carrying concealed, you guess which ones, it's entirely possible the shooters would not have even walked in through that front door. So the media is out there saying Americans should not be allowed to own guns. And yet over in Israel, everybody carries guns. Everybody's allowed guns, including assault weapons. And the media is out there trying to say, well, Israel's different. You know, Israel is, you know, surrounded by the threat of terror all the time. This is the same media that's trying to convince us we're under threat of terror all the time. But whereas the Israelis are allowed to have guns, we are not. I mean, if you really think about it, we're being told that ISIS is out there. They're already in the United States of America and they want to harm us. So we have to surrender our guns to the government. Now, the gun grabbers are out there with all their usual arguments. One of the ones we always get when they're talking about the Second Amendment. Well, you know, the Second Amendment is only about muskets. You know, the founding fathers had no idea about rapid firing weapons. That's actually not true, because in 1718, 73 years before the writing of the Constitution, there was a weapon called the puckle gun, which was a rapid-firing weapon. So the Founding Fathers knew such things were going to be possible. And the Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller, the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the same weapons carried by the uniformed services. If the police have 30-round magazines, we have a right to 30-round magazines. And then, of course, the gun grabbers will come on back and say, well, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt. Well, the Second Amendment wasn't written in case the deer turn against us. And they're always falling back on that, you know, guns kill people. No, guns do not kill people. Pencils do not misspell words. Cars do not drive drunk. Spoons do not make you fat. The killing is an act of a person, not a device. And if they do not have guns, they'll find some other way. The gun grabbers like to go on out there about how there's 30,000 gun deaths in the United States every year without mentioning 20,000 of those are suicides. who would find other ways to do themselves in as their brains pickle in the prescription antidepressants, they'll use something else. And in that remaining 10,000, the number they don't want to talk about is the number of innocent Americans gunned down by the police departments. Now, turning to the campaign, rather interesting little story over in the Daily Bell. Hillary is seen as winning, according to Democrats and the GOP establishment. She's their girl. Now, I don't think so. If the GOP establishment really thought Hillary was going to win, they wouldn't be working so hard to get rid of Donald Trump. And they absolutely are. And their newest move now is they're going to change the rules. They're calling it the conscientious objector clause. And what they're basically going to do is unbind all the delegates that Trump has won during the primary season and say, look, you don't have to vote for him. You know, we've got blackmail information on you. We've got money for you. We promise you all kinds of goodies, you know, under the new Hillary regime if you betray the will of the people, which is really what it's all about. When the GOP changes the rules so the delegates do not have to represent the voters in their states, they're basically, you know, giving the finger to the Republican voters. So they're really out there trying to hijack that. And amazingly enough, they are still talking about Ted Cruz as the GOP candidate. That is a self-destruct mechanism because the GOP leadership, the media, Ted Cruz's supporters are all looking the other way regarding his Canadian citizenship. But I guarantee you, Hillary Clinton and her lawyers will not. Yes, the voters want an outsider, but we meant outside the political system, not born outside the borders, which is what it comes down to. Ted Cruz does not meet the requirement to be president set forth in the Constitution. He's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. He was born in Canada, has a Canadian birth certificate. His parents were Canadian citizens at the time. And because he was born out of wedlock, he does not qualify for birthright citizenship based on his mother coming from Delaware. They've got absolutely nothing to support this other than their willingness to throw the Constitution into the shredder to get what they want. Now, somebody over at Patriot Rising did a quick survey and has discovered that the corporate media are giving Trump's what they like to call scandals four times as much coverage as Hillary Clinton's scandals. She's got so many more of them. Cattle futures trades, Travelgate, Chinagate, Whitewater, Castle Grand, Flowerwood, Vince Foster, Benghazi, possibly spying as Secretary of State. What's Trump done? He made the illegal immigrants feel bad. That's why you shouldn't vote for Trump. He made the people who aren't even supposed to be in this country feel bad about being in this country. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Now, the big news, of course, is the firing of Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. And the media is trying to portray this as chaos in the Trump camp. Oh, it's a bad sign. His campaign is obviously in trouble if he's firing his campaign manager. Well, not exactly. The word coming out from the Trump campaign is that Corey Lewandowski was trying to keep Donald Trump from going too far into Hillary Clinton's scandals. Kind of makes you wonder who he was really working for. And the word is Roger Stone may wind up as Trump's new campaign manager. And if that happens, Trump is really going to uncork on all of Hillary Clinton's scandals. And it's time for them to be discussed rationally, objectively, properly during this election season. Because, as I said before, there's a lot of material there. There's a lot of material, a lot of scandal, a lot of corruption. And Donald Trump just made the illegal immigrants feel bad, made them feel unwelcome and unloved. We'll be right back after these.
Oh, yeah. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Talking about the obvious vote fraud going on during the primaries, there are studies now out from Berkeley, Stanford, and Harvard, all coming to the same conclusion. It is absolutely impossible for Hillary to have come up with the primary numbers she's come up with, absent massive vote fraud. There are lawsuits in California, one in Ohio, and now there's a new one down in San Diego where the county and the registrar of voters are being sued over what the establishment continues to call irregularities. Really, it's just a mistake that all those votes weren't counted. And remember, in California, those provisional ballots that aren't being counted, there are more of them than number of votes for Hillary. Those provisional ballots could easily turn the election results around. And when that is possible, they're supposed to be counted. The only time provisional ballots are not counted is if there are too few of them to change the outcome. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying that Bernie Sanders is hanging in the race because he thinks the FBI might indict Clinton. Well, the FBI may recommend indictments. We already know Loretta Lynch is not interested in indicting Hillary for espionage and corruption, you know, but by golly, she's going to sue those global warming deniers. Don't you dare talk about the snow we had here in Hawaii last Wednesday. will make you pay for that. There's been a new revelation that's come on out regarding Hillary's unsecured transmission of classified documents, because apparently she had the location of where Ambassador Chris Stevens was in her unsecure communications. Do we really want to have somebody that reckless in the White House? I don't think so. Now, there's been a very alarming development in the skies over Syria. U.S. and Russian jets clashed. Now, nobody pulled a trigger on a gun or a missile, but they sort of were dogfighting around each other. The U.S. was trying to prevent Russian bombers from striking some of the terrorists on the ground, who we know the U.S. is supporting to oust Bashar al-Assad. And apparently the U.S. was unable to prevent the Russians from carrying out their mission. Now, maybe the U.S. was hoping somebody on Russia's side would pull the trigger and then they could escalate the situation. But nobody bit. Nobody went for that. And I'd like to remind everybody one more time. Russia is in Syria at the express invitation of the Syrian government. The United States is not. And with Russia aiding Syria, they are very, very close to ending this whole covert attempt at an overthrow, which is why we had those diplomats sign that letter saying, well, let's stop pretending this is about ISIS and al-Qaeda. Let's just bomb Assad and get it over with. Because this thing has dragged on for 5 years. Now, ISIS has failed to open a new supply line to the regions west of Raqqa. As you know, the Syrian army cut off that main supply route to Turkey. ISIS is trying to get a new one going. They're unable to do so. The Jaish al-Fatah terrorist group admits they've had a major loss in southern Aleppo, and it had to be really bad for them to actually admit it. There's been another chemical weapons attack in Ghouta, rebels gassing Syrian soldiers. This thing is getting really, really ugly. Apparently, there's been leaked documents showing that Israel has been assisting Saudi Arabia in that proxy war in Yemen. To club those poor people of Yemen down and say, look, you will love your U.S. puppet ruler. These gosh darn conquered provinces won't stay conquered. What's wrong with these people? Don't they understand the rules we just made up? The war agenda is in serious, serious trouble. These wars have dragged on way too long. They've used up far too much material and money. And this rush to a war with Russia is getting setbacks. Germany basically came on out, said they don't want to be part of the Black Sea Fleet. They accused NATO of obvious warmongering against Russia. Now Bulgaria is refusing to join the naval task force in the Black Sea. The pieces are starting to fall apart on this one. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappens.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah. As far as the Orlando incident is concerned, I think we can put it to bed. It was an FBI, CIA operation. But I'm looking at
we can even distill it down more than that. We know the government's lying to us again. Let's just all agree on that. The time has come to decide what we're going to do about living in a nation where the government lies to us about everything. I don't want to get, you know, obviously the government wants us to get tangled up in arguments over fine details and minutiae. That's just a way of stalling, you know, the formation of a public consensus. The government lies to us. Let's just agree on that and move forward.
Yeah, looking at the Brexit, the Britain's exit, now apparently several MPs from the Nordic countries, Norway, Sweden and Denmark, have said if Britain leaves, they were going to approach Britain to form a Nordic trading bloc. And yes. Also, what I've heard is that Sweden and particularly Norway now are very nervous about staying in NATO.
Well, they have every right to be, for the same reason that Germany and Bulgaria are very nervous about staying in NATO. They're on the doorstep of a new world war, and these people had the last two fought on their front yards, and they don't want to see that again.
Well, what I'm looking at is some rumblings in the background that this Nordic trading bloc may also include Russia.
It probably ought to. I mean, if they want to get GMO-free food, they're going to have to be importing it from Russia.
Well, I have a message for the American administration and the current British administration. They need to stand against the wind and have a pee, because that's as far as I'm concerned that they're worth. Now, the Syrian situation. I've been going through everything I could find on it. Apparently, there's been a major victory in Aleppo province. A counter attack by the Takfiris was mounted last week, which has been repelled with massive, if you like, casualties on the Takfiri side, including the commander.
Okay.
And according to what I've been reading now, the Iraqi army is now moving away, having taken Fallujah with significant numbers of troops towards Mosul, and
yes,
where the Turkish element of that rebellion is. So we can look at some real fireworks. But what I've been hearing on the wires is that actually Erdogan now has changed his rhetoric and he's trying to kiss and make up with Putin, but I don't think Mr. Putin's having any of it.
No, I don't think, you know, Putin's a very smart man, going to fall for it. You know, he knows how to play the political game. He knows to say the right things. And again, Putin, in my opinion, he's stalling for time because he knows that the public sentiment, not just in the United States, but all over Europe, the public sentiment is rapidly turning against letting this war go any further. Putin understands that the U.S. government and economic system is in the middle of self-destructing. All he's got to do is vamp till Q and not let the situation be escalated out of control, because Putin, I'm sure, understands as well as everybody else that any time the United States government gets into an economic mess of their own making, they try and get out of it or at least distract from it by getting into a world war. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, here we are on the doorstep of big mistake number three.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Brexit has got to be a Brexit, because I just won't take any notice of these stupid nitpick laws coming out of the European Commission, and I refuse to be a slave to the European Central Bank.
Okay, well, here's what's going on. I think we're already seeing indications they're simply going to rig the Brexit vote. Last week, the Leave was leading by double-digit margins, and then all of a sudden today, the British corporate media is saying the race is too close to call, which is usually the herald of a massive election. I'm afraid the Brexit is about to get Scotlanded.
Well, I think you are right, but the amount of people who are actually supporting Brexit is so great that I think there's going to be serious trouble if the parliamentarians still frig the vote and remain in the EU. I think there's going to be really serious trouble. But I don't think it'll make much difference. The EU is going to collapse anyway.
Well, you've already got all these other countries that are looking at what happens to Brexit, and if Britain does succeed in regaining its liberty and sovereignty, you're going to see it's like birds on a wire. When that first one takes off, it's immediately followed by five or six others, and I think that's what's going to happen. And the grand experiment of an unelected supranational governing body is going to crash and burn, and the New World Order people are in a panic, because their plan for a single global government and a single global private central bank is in serious, serious trouble. And we're at the point right now where the wet work is beginning, because that appears to have been what was going on with Jo Cox. She was killed and immediately became the martyr for the Remain camp. That's apparently backfired, because polls that are outside the British corporate media are showing that enthusiasm for leaving actually took a jump up. And there are so many articles out there saying that this kind of pandering and bloody shirt waving is just absolutely insulting to the intelligence, and people are very, very angry. And we live in a world right now where more and more people understand that, yes, vested economic and political interests do pull these kinds of dirty stunts to get what they want.
Well, I think the other thing is, of course, the prospective next president or prime minister of France, Marie Le Pen, she's hoping that Britain, although she isn't saying which side she supports, but she's hoping that Britain votes to leave, because that will give her the chance to really kick up the French Frexit, if you like.
Well, France is definitely heading toward that right now, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. So I'm going to let you go because I got a bunch of stuff I got to get to. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, over in Donetsk, there's renewed shelling by the usurpers in Kiev. So they're trying to kick up the war there as well. Now, according to French media, European intelligence agencies are trying to find six cargo ships full of weapons. There we are. Six cargo ships full of weapons that left Turkey in mid-May and seemed to be following a circuitous path around the Mediterranean heading toward Libya to rearm the various groups in there that are trying to oppose the people of Libya getting their country back. Now, North Korea is out there yapping their gums again. They're talking about U.S. provocations. They're still convinced that the U.S. plans an unprovoked attack in August, and they're issuing a warning that they will, if provoked by the U.S., start striking at U.S. bases. And that's a bit of a problem, because North Korea's missiles can't reach the American mainland. They can reach into Japan. They can reach here, assuming they don't blow up on the launch pad. But everybody's out there rattling their sabers and making sure their powder is dry. Now, a couple of warning things. This is out of shtfplan.com. A force to be reckoned with, China and Russia are building some seriously advanced sea-based weapons. The United States government, the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex has been wasting a lot of money on whiz-bang stuff that doesn't work. Russia and China have been taking existing working platforms and upgrading them. And apparently, Russia has been upgrading their Kilo-class diesel-electric boats to increase their stealth capabilities. And it's actually been nicknamed the hole in the water. And for a lot of people, you need to understand something. People think diesel-electric, World War II, need a tender ship. But you need to understand, diesel-electric boats, when they're running on the electric systems, are very, very quiet. Submarines powered by nuclear reactors are, in fact, noisy. There's no way to shield it. You've got the primary cooling loop pump. Some of the subs can operate briefly without that pump running. But it's still a big, giant tea kettle in there, boiling water. And nuclear submarines are, in fact, very, very noisy. Russia has successfully tested an anti-satellite missile capable of taking out U.S. navigation, communications, and intelligence devices. The U.S. has been preparing to fight and win World War II all over again. And Russia and China have been thinking outside the box as to what is really going to happen in World War III. And we did put up another article at whatreallyhappened.com, where military leaders are lamenting the fact that going into World War III, our military has as much of a groupthink about the carrier's supremacy as military leaders going into World War II held the battleship as the supreme projection of power on the ocean. And the U.S. has been investing billions and billions of dollars in these amazing super carriers, and they're vulnerable to the latest generations of maneuverable sea-skimming missiles from Russia and China. Now, here's a very alarming story. This is being reported by Russia Today and no place at all in the corporate media. apparently in London's barking area, there's some kind of riot protesting going on, being responded to with armored police and helicopters. They're calling it a large-scale public disorder. Some are calling it mayhem. It may be that the French contagion is spreading to Great Britain, because over in France, there are more than a million people in the streets protesting, calling for the government to step on down. They're saying it's the largest public uprising since the French revolutions. Everybody's been pushed to the limit. Now, over in Italy, they have a political group called the Five Star Movement, which is anti-Euro. And they were thought to just be sort of, you know, this protest party, and we don't need to pay attention to them. Surprise, surprise, after Italy's elections, they delivered dramatic victories in key mayor races, including the first female mayor of Rome in its 3,000-year history. So we're on the brink of dramatic change here. Austria is out there saying it's time for the European Union to start gradually lifting the Russian sanctions because it's harming Europe more than it's harming Russia. The French foreign minister is saying extension of the anti-Russian sanctions should be discussed, not just simply declared by the EU unelected commissioners. Same thing. It's harming French economy. And people are very, very angry. Kazakhstan is saying it's time to stop the sanctions. You know, nations should be allowed to trade with whoever they want for whatever they want, and not have the U.S. simply say, you can trade with these people only with our permission. China has now sold 38% of their U.S. stock holdings. So, looking at the unemployment numbers, there's an article that came out of the Economic Collapse blog. Something big that always happens right before the official start of a recession has just happened. And they're talking about the sudden downturn in temporary workers. Because when the economy starts to go into recession, employers will fire the temp workers first because it's easier to fire them. They were temporary anyway. And that is a warning signal that the economy is starting to lock up. Now, here are the real numbers. Forget what the government is telling you about 5 to 6% unemployment. They're just saying that in the hope you'll vote for the incumbents in November. But when you add the number of working-age Americans that are officially unemployed, 7.4 million, to the number of working-age Americans that are considered to be not in the labor force, you get a grand total of 102.1 million working-age Americans that do not have a job right now. That's a third of the population. We've already gone past the worst of the unemployment problem of the Depression in the 1930s. It topped out at 25%. Now, as you know, there is a move in Washington, D.C., to block Boeing from selling passenger jets to Iran. Because Iran is bad and Iran is evil and we don't want them getting our Boeing passenger jets. Well, Boeing's obviously got another idea. They're stressed in terms of sales. They're dealing with problems from the Dreamliner. And basically, Boeing has come on out and said, if we're not allowed these foreign sales, we're going to have to charge the U.S. for warplanes just to stay in business. Now, an article coming out of Investment Watch blog, new Eurasian countries ready to implement gold-backed currency. World is selling U.S. treasuries and buying gold. It's signaling a crash of the U.S. dollar. And they can't go on rigging it like we saw today on the stock market. Down in Rio, they've declared a state of public calamity. Total collapse in security, health, and transport. But the Olympics apparently are still on because they got a $900 million emergency disbursement from the Brazilian government for the Olympics just 7 weeks before the start of the Games. Russia is protesting over the fact that the U.S. is trying to get them kicked out of the Olympics. There's allegations of doping. But this reminds us of that horrible boycotting of the Olympics years ago. And I think we can all agree, the Olympics should not be politicized. Politics should be confined to a little tiny area, like they call the free speech zones, and stop letting everything in our lives become grist for the political mill. Now, getting on back to Joe Cox, everybody's pretty much suspicious that this was an assassination for political gain. YouTube video, Joe Cox, a psyop. This is from Nick Kohlerstrom. Brexit supporters are calling the Joe Cox murder a left-wing false flag. And then Martin Armstrong was out there with an article, very well-thought article, looking at all the political assassinations that have been taking place and drawing a lot of parallels between what happened with Joe Cox and Anna Lind and others. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Brexit. We're talking about the killing of Joe Cox, and it just seems too conveniently timed to give the Remain camp a martyr, to build sympathy and support, to remain slaves to that unelected European Union Commission and the European Central Bank. But it's drawing a lot of derision and condemnation from all around the media. Even the Daily Mail came on out and said, I thought I'd seen it all, but the Remain camp's campaign to make Joe Cox their own private martyr is beneath contempt. And they're going on back and they're talking about all the all exposed lies. You know, that the killer shouted Britain first. And the guy that was quoted as being the witness to that came on out publicly and said, no, he never said that. Guy has a business right there where it took place. He's got a sign in the front window. No, I did not say the killer said Britain first. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on my mind is the murder of Joe Cox. I'm sure you know about MKUltra. And that wasn't just the American CIA. Let's be honest about it. British Secret Service,
MI6, it began in Nazi Germany. That's why it began in Nazi Germany. That's why it's MK instead of MC.
Okay, yeah, and the British have been into this kind of intelligence longer than the U.S. has. So I believe they took this guy, they knew this guy had mental problems, and they convinced him to do this. It is so obvious. I mean, it just smacks you in the face. Why people can't understand this. This is a total false flag. This is murder by the state, in this case, Britain. David Cameron should be arrested and should spend the rest of his life in a prison or maybe hung in public for what happened. This is absolutely a disgrace, and hopefully, in God's name, Britain will see through it, and they will vote to get out of this horrible, horrible EU.
I think they are seeing through it. I think they're going to vote to leave the EU, and I think the election's going to be stolen, and that's when we're going to see a revolution inside Great Britain to go with the one that seems to be launching over in France. Yeah, well, Thomas Jefferson said a little revolution every once in a while is a healthy thing.
Yeah, the people need to go to 10 Downing Street then that happened and drag Cameron out and do what they did to Mussolini, what Italy did to Mussolini. I mean, this is absolutely...
I don't know. I think Tar and Feathers has more entertainment value.
Well, maybe, but something needs to be done, though.
I agree.
This is absolutely disgrace. You know? I mean, how can they get away with this? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean,
They're trying to get away with it because they've gotten away with it for decade after decade after decade. And they don't realize that the world has changed because of the internet and the independent media. And people are seeing through these things again. Propaganda works when the targeted population doesn't know they're being propagandized. But we all know that now. And Congress, in fact, just came out and passed a law saying, yeah, we're going to propagandize you. And if you're a loyal American, you will believe the propaganda. Well, you know, I'm loyal to America, but not to that government.
You know, Mike, the biggest hope I have for fight the New World Order is, one, the Second Amendment in this country, two, is Russia and Putin.
Putin is the only adult, you know, in a playpen full of spoiled little children. We got to take a break for our station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.